Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. If you are like most of us, you've probably made a New Year's resolution or two or three or more. Unfortunately, many New Year's resolutions fail by the end of January. If you've made some financial resolutions, though, we have a guest for you today who says he has some financial wellness tips that actually work and can help give you the confidence you need in order to retire on your terms. Scott Spann is a certified financial planner with Financial Finesse, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. Scott, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks, Mike.
So busy these days helping people keep their New Year's resolutions?
Yes, we are. And this is a great time of the year for obviously any type of change, but that financial change is one of those big topics of interest, and we do have that increase in interest with people that we're working with in the workforce, people that just want to improve their overall financial wellness. And Fidelity Investments had a New Year's financial resolution study, and they found that about 37% of the people out there were saying that, yeah, they wanted to start some type of resolution, but like you mentioned, not all people follow through with that.
Well, let's go ahead and dive right into these financial wellness tips. Give us the first couple that you have.
The biggest thing to start with when we're thinking about just improving our own financial wellness, first of all, we need to define what that really means. I mean, that is a very trendy word these days, but you know, when we're talking about financial wellness, it's just simply a measure of our overall financial well-being. So it's going to include not just how we feel we're doing, but actual objective financial measures, things that we can actually be able to track over time. So it's not just our feelings about how we're doing, it's being able to really objectively measure that. And a big part is just creating those consistent financial habits, which for me, it's always been a challenge. That's why I like to automate things. That's what we're telling people to do. So first of all, figure out what financial wellness means to you. It's not just knowledge, it's behavior. And then finding ways to create those habits throughout the course of the year so you can stick on a change progress.
Well, give us some of those automation tips.
So one of the easy ones is, you know, we all do not like that dreaded word budget, but to create that spending plan that you're going to follow on a routine basis. That is one of those forms of automation. A lot of tools are out there to help create that spending plan so you can track how you're doing with cash flow. You know, that's one thing. But we all want to improve our savings. We also want to improve how much we're saving for those long-term goals like retirement. So rather than go from good intentions of wanting to save more, make that automatic. That can be done just simply by setting up direct deposits to savings accounts separate from our day-to-day checking, or in the sense of retirement planning, signing up for contribution rate escalator features within your 401k plan, automatically bumping up those contributions on a consistent basis rather than relying on our memory to make sure that that stuff gets done.
Well, Scott, how do you figure out what your financial wellness measurements are?
There's a lot of tools out there. At Financial Finesse, we use a financial wellness assessment that's measuring actual behaviors and how you are doing from an objective sense, what your savings rates are. Debt-to-income ratio is very important to look at. So those are some other things that you can do to measure financial wellness. But one other aspect for many people is how you're doing for goals like retirement. So running a basic retirement calculation can be a good way to track your progress towards some other financial goals like that long-term goal of financial independence. And so that is one step that I recommend that people take. So actually, only 40% of the people out there, when we're surveying people in the workforce, are saying that they've run a basic retirement calculation to see that they're on track or not. So that's a big problem. So that's one quick and easy step that people can take. When we look at retirement numbers these days, confidence is pretty low. Only about 1 out of 5 employees in the workforce right now are saying that they are on track for retirement. And that's consistent with research from the Center of Retirement Research through Boston College, finding that about half of the people out there are not on track or at risk for not being on track to meet their retirement goals. So So one quick step is just that awareness. Know where you stand.
Scott, great information. Thanks a lot for your time today.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Scott Spann is a certified financial planner with Financial Finesse in Charleston, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage where he has promised to list these tips and links to more resources. And our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.